The finance minister has launched an all-out assault on National's plan to slash the top tax rate after unveiling the state of the government's books. The latest Treasury update shows the Crown accounts are in a much better than expected financial position. But Grant Robertson focused much of his speech on the opposition. Here's our political reporter Katie Scotcher.
The Finance Minister, Grant Robertson, is frank about just how tough the last year has been.
There is no doubt that this has been a tough period for many households and businesses in New Zealand.
The period he's referring to, the last financial year, covers the Delta outbreak, the lengthy Auckland lockdown and the Omicron waves. Today, the government threw open its books, revealing how its coffers coped.
The 21-22 year was very much a COVID year that required significant government spending.
The final accounts for the year ended June show things like the vaccine rollout and wage subsidy contributed to a 13% increase in expenses, but the amount spent was $4 billion less than forecast. The economic rebound from COVID, rising company profits and wages underpinned an 11% rise in the tax take to $108 billion. The financial statements show a better-than-expected deficit of $9.7 billion, compared with forecasts in May of $19 billion. And the net debt level was slightly over forecast at 17% of the value of the economy.
I'm proud of the position that we are in. There is still a lot of work to do, particularly as the global economic clouds darken.
Mr. Robertson emphasising the uncertain global environment, warning New Zealand will feel the impact of it.
The global environment is challenging, and it will continue to put significant pressure on the government's books and on New Zealand households and businesses.
Mr. Robertson outlining how he plans to approach the global challenges.
I am going to be taking a balanced and cautious approach to the next chapter of the global economic story.
He says now is the time to be cautious and used his speech to repeatedly criticise National's proposal to cut the highest tax rate. It follows polling showing a tight race shaping up between the left and right blocks, with National the most popular party in most polls this year.
I believe that the National Party's approach is flawed and it's wrong. This is a time for balance and caution, not for frittering away things through tax cuts to the wealthiest. I think they're wrong. There is simply no room for unaffordable tax cuts to those who need it the least.
National's Nicola Willis says the better-than-expected results show the government can give New Zealanders some tax relief.
Grant Robertson's economic recipe of more taxes, more spending and more debt has delivered nothing but a cost of living crisis, higher inflation and higher interest rates for New Zealanders.
Mr. Robertson will set out the government's priorities for next year's budget on the 14th of December.